It's Captain Frank here, joined by Brian Arnold from Thunder Ridge Bison Company. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Frank. Thanks for having us on.
Great to have you. How are the bison doing?
You know what? It was a bit of a tougher winter, but it doesn't bother the bison as much as you think. They're built for this weather. They're built for this weather, but it was a long winter for sure.
Yeah, and if it's anything like deer, like they don't mind the cold at all, but snow cover makes it harder for them to get to their food. Now we're in transition here. We're starting to see more grass. Does that make it easier on you and easier on them that they can just feed naturally?
Yeah, so one of the neat things about the bison is when you look at them and they have those great big heads and that big hump on their back, it's built for kind of plowing through the snow and kind of foraging through the snow to find what they need to eat. But obviously our guys get lots of supplemental feed, so food's not too much of an issue.
They managed to do it for hundreds and thousands of years before we arrived on scene. So yeah,
they could
yeah. figure it out. Right on. Yeah. So what is new heading into the new season this year?
You know what? We're excited. We've expanded a little bit with animals. The demand has gone up significantly. You know what? And I always say I'm really always excited to deal with our customers because we have such an educated customer base that comes into the store, and they got lots of great questions. And you know, it keeps us on our toes. But I love being accountable to them. So,
well, your farm is unique as well because you have your own retail shop, and we'll talk about that a bit. But you also service restaurants, and you service butcher shops and meat shops as well, right?
Yeah, no, we're really lucky. So we have our little farm store here that's open on Saturdays from 10 till 2. And we're just talking about with the increase in the demand, maybe opening on Fridays while we're here anyways.
Okay, now if I come to the shop Saturdays 10 till 2, what kind of things am I going to find? What are the cuts that fly out the door really fast, and what do you have more of any given week?
Yeah, so anything that you would find in a beef cut. So we have all the steaks like ribeyes and sirloins and strip loins, tenderloins, T-bones at times, and then ground and burgers. We go through an awful lot of burgers and sausages, meat pies, just about anything you can think of. We try to have it here. But we're so lucky because Jeremy, our butcher, he's so creative too. And on different weekends, we'll just have some different things going on.
Oh, that's brilliant. So there could always be something new any given week.
Yeah.
What is the main difference between the same cut of bison meat compared to beef?
Yeah, so the biggest difference probably between bison and beef, you're going to have a very similar taste, but bison don't have fat intramuscular. So when we look at grading beef, they look at marbling and the fat content through the muscle, whereas bison's fat content goes on the outside of the muscle each time. So we don't have as much marbling through it, but just a very similar taste. So the biggest thing is that it's a lot leaner, and it's a much more nutrient-dense protein.
And how many head do you have on the ranch now?
Oh, gosh. Here we have just over 50 here, and then we also have animals on other farms. So in great grand total, I think we're over 100, maybe 103, 104.
And are there more plans to continue that growth? Because I think the last time we talked, I think you were just over 60.
Yeah, so we would love to be able to help with our demands. But the reality is, you know, the infrastructure for housing bison is very expensive, and it's not as easy for us to lease land to make it worthwhile economically, but we would always love to expand, but we're always looking for different options and that kind of thing. So, but you have to have both pasture land, because our guys are mostly grass fed, and then we have to have enough land for hay to get them through the winter as well. So it's a double-edged sword when you grow.
It sounds like a pretty delicate balance that you have to work.
It is, and like I said, our demand's gone up significantly. A lot, we've had a lot more butcher shops calling lately because, you know, Canadian consumers, they're, like I said, they're pretty aware of where their food's coming from, and the accountability is, you know, important to them. And the price of beef's gone up, so now they can move to another premium product here in a similar price range.
I was thinking of Thunder Ridge a lot during the Olympics because I thought, I wonder if there's any bison that made it to Italy. What can you tell me about that?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I do know some of our NHL players really enjoy some of our products, and whether they took that with them or not, I don't know. We weren't a privilege to that, but you know, we have been supplying them significant amounts lately. So
last summer was rough on grass growing. Did that affect you much?
Yeah, so we kind of monitor our pastures quite a bit. Our guys are on what we call a pasture rotation program, so we'll always move them around to different pastures. But we keep an eye on it. Last year was very tough for us because July and August was so dry, and the grasses weren't bouncing back as quick as we would like. So at times we had to supplement our feed, but you know, it comes with the territory.
So give us your website location and, again, the shop hours and day again so that everybody can mark that down.
Yeah, so thunderridgebison.ca is our website. We're also on Instagram. We try to post on there a lot because a lot of our customers follow us on Instagram, and that's, again, at Thunder Ridge Bison. We'll get lots of pictures and videos of the animals out for that. And the store is located on the farm at 664 Davis Drive in Uxbridge, so just Davis and Main, basically.
Brian Arnold from Thunder Ridge Bison Company, thanks for joining us for this edition of Tractor Talk.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.